A fragile ceasefire deal to end the fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza is holding for now. But while the violence appears to have abated for now, the United Nations has warned the situation in Gaza is on the verge of a humanitarian crisis. Dozens of Palestinians are dead, including 15 children, while hundreds more are injured. And many are displaced after a refugee camp was hit by an Israeli missile strike. Youssef Hamash is an advocacy officer in Gaza for the Norwegian Refugee Council, and he's our guest this morning. Youssef, thank you for your time. What's the situation in Gaza now? Is the ceasefire holding?
Thanks for hosting us, Patricia. Yeah, the ceasefire is holding until now with a huge hope from Palestinians lives in Gaza that it will take longer time. Because, you know, people of Gaza have been in this circle of violence since years, which is non-stopping year by year. So as a Gazan also, I keep hope like them.
The past 3 days of violence has taken a very heavy toll on civilians in Gaza. How many have been killed, including children?
Unfortunately, 46 Palestinians were killed, including 16 children and 4 women. 360 Palestinians were injured, and at least 151 were children, 58 women. This a huge cost of lives that Palestinians in Gaza had to pay during these 3 days.
What can you tell us about the Rafah refugee camp that was reportedly struck by Israeli missile fire on Saturday? Has the camp been destroyed?
Unfortunately, during this round of conflict between the militants group and the Israelis, 1,761 housing units have sustained damages. 450 Palestinians were internally displaced. You know, Gaza is one of the most densely populated places on earth. And to compare it, for example, I know Sydney is 12,360 kilometers with a population more than 5 million. Gaza, 360 kilometers with a population more than 2 million. So you can imagine how is traffic inside. It's one of the most traffic, dense populated places on earth.
How many civilians have been displaced by the latest violence?
For the latest violence, 450 Palestinians were internally displaced. You know, it's the first day of the ceasefire. All of the international humanitarian organizations are prepared their plans to interfere. And let's hope by tomorrow, as a first response, we will start to serve these displaced people.
UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese says the situation in Gaza is on the verge of a humanitarian crisis. What's the situation now for civilians in Gaza following the latest violence?
Gaza is facing a humanitarian crisis since years. For more than 15 years of siege imposed on Gaza, huge, massive restriction on movement for people and goods. We have a huge issue with electricity. The health sector is in a severe, in a dire for to be upgraded. Gaza is suffering from different sectors. Adding to that, this circle of violence every few months there is no exact timing, but this circle of violence doesn't end. From a year to another year, Gazans find themselves in between bombing and under the bombing. Adding to the humanitarian crisis, we have the conflict. So I really hope the situation came better.
Are restrictions on Gaza now being lifted?
Not all the restrictions have been lifted. Today they opened the border. The good thing that the fuel, which is necessary for the solar, the electricity plants in Gaza, because of the, even before the escalation, in the 2nd of August, the Israelis closed all the crossings with Gaza, stopping everything to go in or out from Gaza, including the fuel, which in second day of the escalation, the power plants have stopped and the Gazans were receiving two hours of electricity per day. Today, we have around 10 hours, which is good to recover.
Last week, Israel closed two crossings into Gaza, which meant fuel for the Strip's sole power plant could not enter. What has that meant for households and hospitals?
The health sector in general is facing a huge problem. They have a shortage, 40% of medicine, 60% of laboratory and blood banks. in a shortage. Even the issue of the fuel is affecting the power plant, and it directly affect all the lives in Gaza, including the health sector. You know, electricity is an essential need for hospitals, and under emergency, it was a huge need. We were about to have a huge crisis in the health sector. We are happy it had been solved today, but otherwise we were going to face a huge issue with that.
Youssef, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks for hosting us.
That's Youssef Hamash, the advocacy officer in Gaza for the Norwegian Refugee Council. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.